Leroy Moore Jr. is a Black writer, poet, hip-hop music lover, and community activist with a physical disability. He is also the creator of Crip Hop Nation and produced the Crip Hop Mixtape series. In fact, the music you hear right now is one of Leroy's, and it's called The Real Jim Crow. Leroy is one of the leading voices around police brutality and wrongful incarceration of people with disabilities. He expressed his concerns about resolving these issues and going beyond simply training. He joined me by phone from California.
You know, what I like to propose is one, of course, we're always going to deal with training. So if we're always going to deal with that, then let's flip who has the power to evaluate the training. So, you know, my thing is, like, you know, people with disabilities and people with mental health disabilities need to be the evaluators of this training. So it'd be really cool to have, like, a national-wide committee of people with disabilities and people with mental health disabilities to go around to cities and cities to evaluate these trainings and then write up a report to say, okay, this is what we see, this needs to be fixed and all that stuff. See, the thing is, the one thing is that there's no numbers, there's no reports, there's no national reports that are easily to be used by activists that deals with police violence and people with disabilities. And, you know, this country is based on numbers. You know, we do our census every 10 years, you know, so it's based on numbers. So if we don't have numbers, if we don't have reports, then it keeps on going overlooked. So my thing is to, you know, people with disabilities can follow what the Malcolm X Grassroots Center did in New York. They did a wonderful report on police violence and Black and brown people. My thing is that people with disabilities need to team up with that center, or, you know, learn from that center so we can have our own national report. That's easy access to activists. So right now we have a national organization of people with developmental disabilities that just opened up a center around police and people with developmental disabilities. But with that, nobody really knows what they're doing, because it's a national organization. They're talking to national organizations. They're not talking to the community. So, you know, that work doesn't trickle down to community activists like me.
Right. That's really frustrating when you are pouring a lot of work and collaboration into this. It is a very common story, unfortunately. I wanted to ask you before we wrap up, I wanted to center this entire inaugural broadcast around race and disability. And the reason is because this is the 25th anniversary of, you know, the signing and the passing of the Americans with Disabilities Act. So I was wondering, how has this law impacted your life? If you have any stories to share about that.
Yeah, I think civil rights is really good, you know, for groups of people, for people of color, for gay, trans, you know, queer people, for women. And you know, I also realized that we don't live in courtrooms. We live in communities. So, you know, although, you know, civil rights, you know, has touched a lot of us, you know, a lot of us haven't been affected by the ADA. You know, for example, that I told you, in the 90s, things I did in organizations for people of color with disabilities. And we used to have what's called the Other Side ADA Rally, which we had people of color, you know, people that are quote-unquote immigrants with disabilities, really talk about, you know, the other side of the ADA and what the ADA has not done for them. And you know, that rally lasted 3 years, and we had a call from Washington, D.C. one time that wanted us to be involved with their rally. So we said, oh, you know, can you be involved with our rally and come down and see what people of color are talking about the ADA, people of color with disabilities. And we got an email back saying, oh, we're too busy. So that really tells us that even our voice don't really matter, you know, when it comes to celebrating the ADA. So, you know, for me, it's more as, you know, social justice issues. Patty Byrne, a friend of mine, is one of the leaders of what's called disability justice. And we say, yes, we have civil rights, we have the laws, but we also need disability justice, too. And that would, be, you know, people of color, you know, people that are queer, transgender people, to say that, you know, we need to, recognize that we have civil rights, and also recognize that racism, ableism, you know, homophobic, transgenderism is still there, and we still need to work on it, you know, outside of the courtroom.
Leroy Moore, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me here on Intersections with KBOO Community Radio. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That was Leroy Moore, hip-hop artist and community activist. Check out his music at soundcloud.com/blackcrip. That's Crip with a K. I'm Sarika Mehta, and you're listening to Intersections Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland.
White man took his clothes and dance moves to the stages and courtrooms, institutionalized you, but what happened to you? Your full name, Jim Crow, or some claim, Jim Keff. People wrote you were lame. You were an African slave. Your song and dance twisted displayed how blacks behave. People came from far and near to watch and hear as people emulate and got paid. While you, the person in history, fades. Now people speak your name, but not the person. They should be ashamed. Passing down incomplete stories. We will never know the real Jim Crow. This is black disabled history. Just like the real Corgi, Jim Crow died in poverty. From minstrel shows to hip hop shows, the dance inventor, we still don't know. Myths are fact. I will not let you go. Keep on dancing and singing the real Jim Crow.